Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while JobKeeper must be scaled back, extra support will be given to the aviation, tourism and travel sectors. He says the federal government will extend the wage subsidy scheme for apprentices, with the $1.2 billion extension being the first step for the economy. Federal Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says by removing the cap, the government expects 70,000 new apprentices to be covered.
We are now removing the cap on the program and we are extending it out. So any business that signs up a new apprentice up until the 30th of September this year will now get a full 12 months of the 50% wage subsidy.
The Victorian government is establishing Australia's first commission to investigate historical and ongoing injustices against Aboriginal people. The formal truth-telling forum will have the same power as a royal commission, and it'll start its work over the next few months in Victoria. Deputy Premier James Molino says this independent process is long overdue and it'll recognise past pain is still hurting Indigenous people.
Giving Indigenous and non-Indigenous people alike the opportunity to tell their whole story, for that to be a path to truth and a path to healing.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is in hospital after he fell in Melbourne on Tuesday ahead of a scheduled press conference. The state government says Mr. Andrews didn't suffer any head injuries, but adds the fall is concerning and he is undergoing X-rays. Victoria's Deputy Premier James Molino has instead attended the planned media event at Healesville with the Aboriginal Affairs Minister. The White House has commented on the recent Oprah interview with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. US Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it takes courage to discuss mental health struggles.
You know, Meghan Markle is a private citizen, and so is Harry at this point. For anyone to come forward and speak about their own struggles with mental health and tell their own personal story, that takes courage.
Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, has accused members of the British royal family of racism, lying, and pushing her to contemplate suicide during the TV interview. The 39-year-old, whose mother is black and father is white, says she requested mental health help but didn't receive any. Listeners seeking mental health information or support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. In sport, the International Olympic Committee has refused to recognise the election of Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko's son Viktor as head of the country's Olympic Committee. Both father and son have been banned from attending the Olympic Games under sanctions imposed by the IOC over concerns of political discrimination against athletes. Alexander Lukashenko, who had served as head of the Belarusian Olympic Committee since 1997, claimed his sixth presidential term in August in a vote the opposition says was manipulated. He denies electoral fraud and has been accused of orchestrating a crackdown on protesters, as well as targeting elite athletes who openly backed the opposition. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. This is SBS News in Easy English.